The coordinator of the Corruption Control Network, a civil society group, Alhassan Wema, has cautioned chiefs in the northern region to stop meddling in politics since it is obstructing the smooth flow of justice delivery in the region. He said chiefs in the region who are actively involved in politics often contact influential persons, politicians, to pull strings to get some criminals in police custody released without bail or due process. Speaking to Radio Ghana, Mr. Wema said his checks with some security agents in the region indicate that some of the chiefs, through the influence of some politicians, demand the release of some arrested culprits. He said this is dangerous to the security of the region and the country as a whole, especially as the nation goes to the polls this year.
Chiefs are not supposed to take active politics as far as 1992 constitution is concerned. But looking at the terrain within the eastern corridor of Ghana, the chief's involvement in politics has sinking the chieftaincy, and it has also make the areas of their jurisdiction insecure because their interference in politics, their interference in security issues has made the work of the security very difficult. When they had someone being a criminal within their geographical location, the chiefs use their positions to interfere their matters. That has made the work of the security very difficult.
But that has got nothing to do with politics. If the chiefs interfere in the criminal cases, that has got nothing to do with politics.
To do with the politics. If the chiefs could take a phone or invite the political head within the area to inform him or her what is happening, and then within short periods, you see that there is changes within the sector, it means there is interference in politics. I would just want to plead with the chiefs, just as we are in political season, a lot of the political activists will involve in crimes, and therefore the security agencies should do their work without fear or favor.
Alhassan Wema is a coordinator of the Corruption Control Network.